מפרשת ויקרא, says Adam ki yariv mikem korban la Hashem. If one, an individual, brings a sacrifice, and then it concludes, min abagar u min atzon takrivu et korbanhem. So now we see the command starts with an individual, Adam, and then it concludes with plural, takrivu et korbanchem. So now the question that is asked, how come the command is directed to an individual and then the message is for klal?
Every individual can have an impact on Olam.
Chazal Baruch, beautiful, beautiful. So now here we learn that if an individual does teshuvah, then that would affect the Kol Am Yisrael. It says Adam, and then he says Korbanchem. And not only that, he says Adam ki yagriv mikem. So that means if Adam atzmo became a Korban, then that means cause such a forgiveness for Kol Am Yisrael. Adam ki yagriv mikem, that he himself became a Korban. Especially in Parashat Vayikra, there's a chapter of the Korbanot. So now here we see that how an individual can affect Kol Am Yisrael. So that means there was such a decree, very severe one, that caused that this decree will be erased, as we see here. It says, Adam ki yagriv mikem korban, then he says korbanchem.
But how such a decree come about that the individual gets sacrificed for the whole of Israel?
Well, that's how the whole system has been designated, that Am Yisrael are responsible for one another, the Arevim ze laze. But the point of matter here is that, first of all, the cancellation of the decree could take place, but doesn't mean anything has been solved. The decree has been erased, but doesn't mean it could not happen again. It could be a very, very severe warning. But there's another important point here, and that is, it could happen that, let's say, the Shabbat that has passed, people attended Bet Knesset, so they celebrated Chodesh Nisan. So the Rav told them, this month is month of Geulah, Nisim v'Niflaot. Hashem saved us, redeemed us. We're the special nation of Am Yisrael. It could be even the one that became a Korban, he was there, he listened to this. So then we see, all of a sudden you see, no, it's actually, it's not such a thing. It cannot be such a thing. Because how could you tell me it's a Chodesh Nisim v'Niflaot? How could you tell me that is Chodesh Geulah? And not only that, you upset the mitzvah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Yeh Rosh Chodeshim. So this is known. This is one of the trap of Yetzer Hara, as Amalek did to us. He came out of Mitzrayim, so he attacked us. Why? Because he wanted to tell us, don't think that way. So many times, the Yetzer Hara picks a day exactly to make you, Chas v'Shalom, think that maybe this is nonsense. Can you put these two together? It doesn't make sense. Could be...
What's the contradiction?
That you're taught that this month is such a special month. You start your Hebrew calendar with this month, and all of a sudden maybe you hear a disaster went on.
How could it happen? On such a month a disaster could happen?
Maybe such a thing could happen. But the problem out here is, this is only the trap of Yetzer Hara, because that's what he wants to make you believe, don't think that way, because if such a thing happens, so that means this is nonsense. It's not true. It could happen for this Adam too, because it says Adam ki arif mikem, he gave in so much for the zechut that he had to bring such a levatel gezerot. So now you could say, you know, how could such a thing happen to me today? But the point of the matter here is, this is a trap of Yetzer Hara. That's what he's expert in. So one point here is that if we see a korban, so that means we have to watch out. Chas v'shalom, somebody else would not become a korban. And not only that, we have to be very careful that chas v'shalom, it would not create a disappointment, a yush, because that's what he's expert in. A chas v'shalom should not happen. We know we're the selected nation and we are ahup by Ribono Shel Olam, but when you love somebody too much, then you have to try to make him aware that chas v'shalom he would not do something that would end up to not pleasant matters. So Hashem is like, you know,
Adonai.